Hello everyone and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has once again warned against Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Abbas has threatened to take diplomatic and legal action against what he calls the cancer of Israeli settlement building. He said that Palestine will use its rights as a UN observer to stop Israel's expansionist agenda. The statements came ahead of a visit to the Middle East by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, which begins on Wednesday. Kerry is making the trip in order to try to convince Israel and the Palestinian Authority to agree on a framework for the so-called peace talks. Tel Aviv's refusal to stop building settlements is one of the stumbling blocks for the U.S. brokered direct talks. The international community has long viewed Israeli settlements as illegal. Well, for more on this, let's go to Berkeley and talk to Paul Larudi, co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement. Welcome, sir. Mr. Larudi, if the settlements are illegal, according to international law, then why is it that the international community is silent?
The illegality of an action is only useful if there's any enforcement, and the international community has never, ever been serious about enforcing the illegality of the settlements. Therefore, Israel does settlements whenever it pleases in defiance of the international community, the United States. They don't expect any bad consequences to come to them for this.
And of course, the interesting fact that is that the more these settlements are being built, the character of the Palestinian land is gradually fading away towards an Israeli state, what the Israelis have in mind. So what's the point of having these negotiations then?
I think you've answered your own question. There is no point to these negotiations. It's a fantasy to think that anything positive will come out of negotiations between an elephant and a mouse. The mouse simply has nothing to offer. The actions that maybe I'm anticipating your next question, but it seems to me that if Mahmoud Abbas has any pretensions to leadership, that he will simply ignore the negotiations and go directly to the United Nations and take all the actions that he can on behalf of his nation.
And just to add to your point, that what can Mr. Abbas do at the United Nations? Just how much can he make a legal case against Israel?
Of course he can, because everything that they're doing is illegal. And therefore, he can, for example, he can take it to the International Criminal Court and have a judgment against Israel, in which case the signatories are bound to do enforcement actions. And the same in the United Nations, perhaps they can create some attempt to enforce the many violations of UN resolutions that Israel has committed.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Paul Larudi, co-founder of Free Palestine Movement from Berkeley. Thanks to Thor Sessa.